Berrien has 50 miles of shoreline, and its crown jewel is Silver Beach County Park. It's straight out of a postcard. Sandy beaches, a playground, and a big concession stand selling snow cones and hot dogs. Brian Bailey manages the park, a popular spot for Midwesterners who don't want to make the long trip to the ocean.
We're at the lower portion of Lake Michigan. We're near major population urban areas of Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis. We're a very attractive summer playground for many people.
But mix in some bad weather with all those visitors and...
We get the combination of inexperienced swimmers, storms that can come up at any time, and wave height, and those can be some dangerous conditions.
Since 2002, powerful currents have led to at least 21 deaths and 29 rescues at parks in the county, according to a database maintained by researchers. The wind also plays a role, says the National Weather Service's Megan Dodson.
When you have really strong winds blowing from the west or the northwest or the southwest, that causes the water to pile up near the beaches on western Michigan. You'll get better water piling up. You have a better chance for currents to develop.
Haley Smoot is head lifeguard at Silver Beach.
We have a lot of out-of-town people that don't understand the lake and how it works, and they come and they expect it to be like a swimming pool, and it's not.
And then there's the pier jumping. There are two piers in the county, both near Silver Beach, but they're out of the lifeguard zone. Several drownings are attributed to people jumping off the piers. They were built in the 1800s and are owned by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Christopher Schropp, Chief of Construction and Survey at the Army Corps Office in Grand Haven, Michigan, says the piers are still important.
The purpose of the pier structures is for federal navigation, shipping within the federal navigation channels. The piers allow the ships to enter the harbor safely, carrying whatever product they have, aggregate, coal, iron ore.
These days, the piers are also used recreationally. You can fish or just walk on them. Schropp says while it's unfortunate that jumping accidents happen, making the piers unavailable to the public is not an option.
We certainly don't want to close the structures because there's a lot of visitors that enjoy them. I don't know that that would go over very well, and people find their way around it anyways.
The County Sheriff's Department can't ticket or fine anyone jumping off the pier, but Sergeant Kristen Robbins is hoping for such a solution.
I hope that it can only go that direction to where pier jumping would become illegal.
Officials have taken steps to prevent drownings. The piers have warning signs and throw rings in case of emergency. Silver Beach has emergency phones stationed around the property. And there's one thing Silver Beach has that many other beaches in Berrien County don't. Lifeguards. That includes Warren Dunes State Park and all of Michigan State Parks. Ron Olson, Chief of Parks for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, says there are a couple of reasons why.
It costs a lot of money to equip lifeguards. Further, you need to have experienced people.
Warren Dunes got rid of lifeguards more than 30 years ago. Since 2002, five people have drowned there because of dangerous currents, according to the database. On days when there are dangerous currents, Warren Dunes flies a red flag. The image on the flag depicts a swimmer with a line through it. No swimming due to currents. Olson says the signs and flags serve as a warning. The state is working to make the signs more accessible, too. Braille for the blind, words are an image for the colorblind, and signs in other languages. Olson says the state is not responsible if an accident occurs, and that having lifeguards wouldn't make a difference. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.